What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we're going to be breaking down some pharmaceuticals. This will be fentanyl decoded. And this thing, this drug, which is not new to the market, but it is killing people like crazy. If you go look at fentanyl, you can see that it was first synthesized by Paul Janssen and it was approved in 1968. It was first synthesized in 1959. I'm going to come back to these dates. 1959 and 1968. See, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a scripted reality. All right, my final answer is mankind is being used and we're not in control of this reality. So this pharmaceutical, this drug that came out, it came out obviously for various reasons, for, you know, pain. But folks, why is it all of a sudden just having this massive surge on the world stage and taking people out? Because it's time. It's the right time for this drug to come out and start to do its acidic aspects. Okay, fentanyl decoded. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this is for educational purposes only, but wait till I show you what it is. Put your on a pair of headphones. Wait till I show you what this is decoded. This is, I could have did scripted reality with this one. Insane, this pharmaceutical drug. So I'm going to start here. This was a picture by the DEA. I got it right off the fentanyl Wikipedia. And I didn't even know this because I didn't study this, but this is a picture from the DEA. It's sitting on a piece of lead. Lead, of course, being poisonous. I'm sure they didn't do that on purpose, but of course, we're living in a scripted reality. This dose is lethal. It's insane how little it takes. And they're lacing coke and heroin, and people are sniffing it, not knowing, and they're overdosing, and they're killing. They're killing themselves. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to introduce to you, this is not new, but I wanted to do some numerology, and I'm doing the Chaldean reduce now, where you're going to get the double digits, reduce it down to the single digits. And I'm also going to be using the word fentanyl. It's a three-syllable word. I used to do this a lot many, many years ago. This is how it rolls off your tongue. Fentanyl, fentanyl. It's a three-syllable word. That's why we have syllables in our language. And the total, when you reduce it down, this is the 23, which is going to be the number 5. 5 fingers, 5 toes, 5 senses. But it is a 9, 5, 9. Fentanyl. Okay? That's what we're going to be doing. Okay? And we're going to now look at the aspects of the Holy Bible now. So how does theology come into pharmaceuticals? A lot of people, oh, it's the devil, man. The devil's doing it. Okay, well, here you go. Here's the devil, folks. See, Isaiah 45, verses 7 clearly shows you, it says, the Lord saying, I make peace and create evil. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So I've done this. This is like biblical alchemy, mathematical alchemy. It's where you take all the chapters and the verses, and you stop at whatever verse it is, and you add them up. I show this with my Central Intelligence Agency decoded. Why they use the truth will set you free and what that meant. And there are several ways you can do this. You can add up all the verses. It's going to give you 914, which is tied to the I Am, which is tied to the pineal gland. And then when you add the 45 chapters, it's going to give you 959. The 959, there it is, 9, 5, 9. Coincidence? Abso-freaking-lutely not. That's my final answer. This is all scripted. It is not being ruled over by man. Man is an instrument being used to carry out the blueprint, the screenplay, the 959. And there it was right there. And this is going to reduce down to the number 5, because any number you put next to the number 9 is going to repeat it. So 9 plus 9 is 18. You add the 5, that's 23. And that matches this right here, the total outcome of the Chaldean reduce. The full is going to be 32, which is a mirror of the 23. And I'm going to get to that. So I wanted to talk about this right here. I've shown this so many times, the game of life being 59, contract with God. See, you have a contract with time. Time is 14, God is 14. And you're not in control of your reality. You don't have to agree with me on that. I have over 500 videos supporting that you're not in control of your reality. You're just along for the ride. Figuring out what your code is, this is the most important thing you can do, I think. But this 59 is really big, because remember, ladies and gentlemen, the 59 is the year that this drug, fentanyl, was first synthesized in 1959. How about that? So I'm going to measure that using mathematics now. I'm going to bring in the spoken word of numerology, the science of numbers. Now I'm going to create a bridge to give an extension on this source code, and I'm going to look at where that number 59 appears in the string of the golden ratio. It occupies digit 166 and 167. And then you go on and you have 168 and 169, because there's that 959 right after the 59 is like literally bridged into the 959, literally bridged into this. So you have the contract with God in the game of life, 59, and it's bridged right into that 959, and it occupies digit 166 through 169. And this is a big deal. This is a really, really big deal, because of the fact that, you see, the total numerology in the original Hebrew language of Isaiah 45 verses 7 is 167. Coincidence? No. So now you can see that this statement by God of the Bible is saying that it's the maker of peace and creator of evil. And you get this right here. So, ladies and gentlemen, what created this drug? Man was the instrument, but didn't think of it because our minds are not our own. Again, think about this thing was first synthesized in 1959 and it got approved in 1968. Well, I mean, where the hell was it? Why is it all of a sudden surging on the world stage? Because it's time. In the scheme of time, it's now having its say on the world stage. This is death. Yes, it can be used for pain medication, et cetera, et cetera. But man, it's knocking people off left and right. Right there. You can start to see the connections. Creating evil. This is more evil. Mankind's not in control of this reality, folks. We have a contract with time, contract with God. You're just along for the ride. Okay, and that 167, and these are big, big humdingers here, because now you get into this element here called erbium on the periodic table. Okay, on the periodic table, we go to the periodic table and we look up the element erbium. Here it is right here. The average isotope is 167. That's the 39th prime number tied to Lucifer. Okay, but it has multiple isotopes when you come down here. Here are the common ones, okay? So this is the chart, and you can see that the stable isotopes is 162, 164, 166, 167, 168, and 170. And then you have a synthetic one in here. And the reason why I'm showing the synthetic one here is the 169, because remember this right here, contract with God in the game of life, and the 959, which is fentanyl, which is the I create peace and evil with the biblical mathematical alchemy here, is digit 166, 167, 168, 169, and there it is. Here it is. And the last one, the 169, is synthetic. What do you think this stuff is? Synthetic. Not natural. Okay, it's not natural. All right. So what about this erbium? Well, it's the 68th element. 68. You go back to fentanyl here, and you see that it was first approved in 1968. Not a coincidence. Now, if you go up to numerology and you type in the word fentanyl, you're going to get in the Chaldean, the full Chaldean, you're going to get 32, which is the same as the word 68. Coincidence? No. See, folks, this is your source code playing out. And mankind is not in control of this reality. Not in the least bit. Okay. So the big standout here for the description of this, 2 milligrams, wow, will shut you down and take you out, is a lethal amount for most people. Now, the word lethal is the big standout here. It means destruction. It means death. Lethal. And that's the number 25, which is so fascinating because it's absolutely tied to the guy who first synthesized it, Paul Janssen. His birthday, the September 12th, is the 25th card in the deck, the Queen of Clubs. The 12th of September. So if we go to the boilerplate chart for the cards of illumination, here's September. We come down to row number 12. Here it is. And then he's got the Queen of Clubs, row number 12. There it is. Okay. By now, you guys, you all should have the charts. Okay. So he's got the 25th card in the deck tied to the word lethal. He synthesizes fentanyl. Whether or not it has multiple uses, obviously right now it's being used for evil purposes and an ape man running it. Okay, it's not. It's just not, ladies and gentlemen. It's just not. And you can see how the word graveyard, I did a really interesting short decode on the song The Zoo by the Scorpions. And I did a whole numerology and tarot. Go check that out. You'll see The Zoo decoded. It was a short story. It was in there, the graveyard. So you can see lethal and graveyard are both 25. This thing will put you in the graveyard. Just that little amount. And they're just stuffing it into cocaine and heroin, and people are sniffing it and just dying, overdosing, not knowing. Okay, they're not knowing. So this is where it gets super interesting with his birthday. He was born on September 12th. It wasn't a leap year. So it's the 255th day of the year. Now I want to take that 255 and I want to measure it in mathematics to get another extension onto this guy's birth. And you can be doing this with your birthday and the day on the calendar for you. So 255 is not a prime number. Prime numbers are the big standouts, but this is a composite number. And now what we want to do is we want to look to the next number that's going to be the prime, which is the 257. So the 257 is the boss of the 255. It's the boss of the 256, the 254, 253. You got to go down to the 251, and then that's the next boss in line below. So 257 is the boss of the 255, which is September 12th, the day of the year. And this is very interesting because 257, the boss of the 255, is the 55th prime number, which ties to these two words right here called secret destroyer. So think about what I'm showing you here, folks. This is a secret destroyer because people are lacing cocaine and heroin and other drugs, and people are just sniffing it, not knowing that it's in there. And it's a secret, and it's destroying people. It's killing people. Whether or not, I mean, people use it and they knowingly use it, but when people are unaware, when it's laced in the drug that they're using and they sniff it or snort it or whatever they do with it, and they die, ladies and gentlemen. And this 55 is very big. It's tied to the word sun in Hebrew. The word sun in Hebrew equals the number 55. That should give you another indication of how this reality is connected to the logos, the sun. The secret destroyer in the as above. The so below, obviously, is going to be a pharmaceutical here. So that's what runs. And this guy, he didn't create this product based upon coding his reality because he was born on September 12th. Like, yeah, let me just fudge this. Let me just do it exactly this way because I know that secret destroyer is 55 and count. No. Too complex. Mankind is being used, ladies and gentlemen. So how about this right here? The Chaldean reduced the fentanyl. It's 32 and it's full. It's 23 and it's reduced. It's going to reduce down to the number 5. 5 is the big standout. 5 is the 5 fingers, 5 toes, 5 senses. And then you get another rendition of the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, the most popular, Yahweh. So this is Isaiah 45 verses 7. I make peace and create evil. Yeah, sure. Because you see, this is part of the pale horse right now. The pale horse coming riding in. This is why all these things are coming out on the world stage right now. Not 20 years ago, not 30, no, now. Because it's time. It's part of the script. The script calls for a lot of death. And this is what you're seeing right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what you're seeing right here. His full name numerology, Paul Adrian Jan Janssen. is the number 63. That's going to reduce down to the number 9. I'm going to get into the number 9. I want to show you how crazy dialed in this is in the golden ratio. 63 appears at digit 31. And this is not including the 1 point. Two ways to look at this. It is digit 31 and 32. 31 and 32 is going to give you a total of 63, telling you a lot about how big this number is in the string of the golden ratio. And there's the 32. There's the 32 in the full Chaldean numerology, folks. You see how dialed in this is? It's massively dialed in. And you would think, like, yeah, do you think this guy just sat down and played with the numbers like, oh, I want to give it 63 because, you know, I'm going to name this product fentanyl and it's going to be found at the 31st and 32nd? No, come on. Again, you can see this is a scripted reality. Paul Janssen was doing his job just like you're doing yours. Just like you're doing yours. So this fentanyl, 32, is going to be tied to this element right here, is along with germanium, which is comes from Germany. It's all European, by the way. And this is sulfur. And sulfur is fire and brimstone. In Alice in Borderland, the Game Master was the 16th card in the deck, the Three of Clubs, which is tied to Lucifer. The letter S is the number 5. It looks just like a number 5. This reduces down to the number 5. Okay, that's how alchemy and numerology are so in bed together and so tightly woven, it's ridiculous. Sulfur, fire, the word hell equals 16. Okay, this is hell right here. This will take you right out and wipe you out, kill you quick. Okay, kill you quick. And this is what it looks like from a perspective of numerology using multiple languages. This is the word kill or murder in Hebrew, 16. And you could see that the word 9 is 16 and kill is 9 in Chaldean. So the 9 is so in bed with the number 16, which is Shiva, which is the tower card, obviously. This is what happens. You take fentanyl, you overdose, bam, you get zapped. See you later. Dead meat. Okay, dead meat, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's name reduces down to the number 9. This is the 9 with the 9. Okay, the 9, folks. The 9 is kill. These people didn't know that, folks. That's my final answer. They're just creating products, trying to make money out of it, etc., etc. Okay, and this, it's the Game Master. Okay. You can see, and of course, 32 is going to reduce down to the number 5. 32 is the engine, 5 is the car. The car is the number 5. The engine under the hood of the car is the number 32. That runs the number 5. It's subordinate to the number 5. Remember, this is the number 5. The S is a hidden 5 right there, the 5. And S is the 19th letter tied to the sun. Okay? The sun has so much to do with this reality. Even his birthday to his death day. Janssen's born on the 12th of September, died on the November 11th. What's 12 and 11? 23. So you see how many connections I'm getting here, not just with the reduced, but the full, with his name numerology. Okay. And you kind of could have decoded the Janssen Pharmaceutica, which was bought out by Johnson & Johnson. I could have just kept going with this decode. But you know, this drug, this pharmaceutical drug, even though it is used for pain management and, you know, mainly for cancer patients that are in a lot of pain, I get that, right? But of course, the damage of what it does and what it can do, and the scary part of it is that, you know, like, people are not aware. And I think it has a lot to do with this right here, which is population control. Absolutely. 81 is going to reduce down to the number 9. Population control. Okay, you can't have life and no death. It just doesn't work in this reality. How are you going to maintain order in this reality? Population control. Control is 31, folks. I go back up here. Control is 31. You see that right there? 63 is markers 31 and 32. Control. All right, this guy's name is tied to control. Just tied to fentanyl. So crazily scripted right here, ladies and gentlemen. And how about this? I got a decode coming out on this, thou shalt not kill. And the original Hebrew is freaking 81. How about that? It's Exodus 20 verses 13. Of course, the 13th card in the tarot is the death card. That's the comedy. I'm not saying it's fun about killing and murder, but it's hilarious when you can see the tarot card lined right up with the Old Testament, the Torah, Exodus, the second book of the Bible. Two meaning duality. This is the kill, the murder. 68. This drug came out in, it got approved in 1968. I mean, talk about a contradiction. This is going to reduce down to the number 14, which is going to reduce down to the number 5. Okay? The 81. There you go. Population control. There has to be killing. Predator, you need the predator with the prey. I mean, go look to nature. It's all predator prey to keep the ecosystem in balance. Okay, that's how this whole thing works. Like it or not, that's just how this whole thing works. So I got this big decode coming out on this. You don't want to miss this. By the way, go check out what the 81st day of the year is. It's March 22nd. That's the 3-2-2. But that you'll be seeing that in the upcoming Thou Not Shall Not Kill decoded. So now let's get into some chemistry. Let's measure fentanyl through chemistry. And this is called the molar mass here. The molar mass is when you take the protons and the neutrons and you add them up. So carbon has 6 protons and 6 neutrons. Hydrogen has the one there. Nitrogen has 7 protons and 7 neutrons. And oxygen has 8 protons and 8 neutrons. And so you just add them up because you have, this is the formula for it. It's got 22 carbons. It's got 28 hydrogens. It's got 2 nitrogens and it has 1 oxygen. And the molar mass, and that's what they call it in science, is when you add them up, alchemy, and you get 336.4479. So now I want to measure this number to look like fentanyl in science is 336. Well, let's measure it in mathematics and the source code. What does that got to say? So 336 in mathematics, is it a big number? Not really. It's a composite number. Not that it doesn't have merit, because if you look at the sine and cosine wave, that's going to tell you a lot of stuff. Squared, all these layers. But again, we're going to do the same thing we did with the other example. And we're going to look at the next prime number in line. 337 is the boss of the 336. And what prime number it is? The freaking 68. I mean, seriously? Yeah, seriously. They approved this in 1968. 19 is the sun, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. This is tied to Shiva. If you were on the Patreon, big shout out to all you Patreon members. You would have seen the Shiva decoded. You would have seen the 6 and the 8. The 608, which is tied to Jesus. Oh, say it isn't so. Oh, yeah, say it is so. Jesus says, I'm coming with a sword. What do you think this is? Part of the sword. Oh, I know, not your Jesus, though. The other one. Yeah, okay. But anyway, the 68, there you go. And it's even this, the band Slipknot in 2008, they had an album called All Hope Is Gone. This was off my Gematria decoded. And this was a song they have on the album. Gematria in parentheses, the killing name. Look at the total. 60 freaking 8. Coincidence? No. The total numerology for all the words? 6,066. 68, ladies and gentlemen. 68. The killing name. What do you think it's doing? The job of fentanyl is to take people out. Besides giving people pain relief, it's on the world stage right now and it's making a massive surge because its job, its design is to take out people. Okay? Kill. Killing. Now you can see it. And it's also, you know, the 68 is tied to, and I decoded this in my World War decoded, tied to the World Wars. The 68, folks, the killing name. So if it ain't a drug, it's war. How many millions, countless people died during the wars? This is the numerology of World War I. On the 28th of July, okay, you add all these numbers up. 7 plus 28 plus 19 plus 14, 68. World War II, September 1st, 1 plus 9 plus 19 plus 39, 68. And then the invasion of Ukraine, February 24th, 2022, 68. 68, 68, 68, 68, 68, 68, 68, 68. Okay, mankind is being used. You catch on to it. They did. You catch on to it, but mankind's being used. Go read the lyrics of this. We're going to burn your cities down, America. All this stuff is so, like, acidic. Acidic. Okay. It's acidic. Acid. Acid is what kills. It makes you decay. And it's all about this element, erbium. Going to the periodic table, ladies and gentlemen, the erbium element. It was named after Itterby, Sweden. The Swedes. To the latitude, longitude for that place. You can go see some more clues to this thing right here. But again, ladies and gentlemen, erbium, the big takeaway here, the bridge. Erbium being the number 20 in numerology. The word 5 is 20 in numerology. Erbium is 68 protons. What is 6 plus 8? 14. What is 1 plus 4? 5. The word duality equals 20. This is going to reduce down to the number 2. That's what you're in. Okay? 68, 6 plus 8 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. 5 fingers, 5 toes, 5 senses. The 5th house of astrology, Leo the Lion, the ruler of Leo the Lion, the sun. In Chinese, the dragon. Okay? The dragon. And just going to remind you, this is Isaiah 45, verses 7. Those of you that love this book, swear up and down about this book. Well, now you know. See, you're not in control of this reality. So I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. But I am standing firm that we live in a scripted, predestined reality. And you're not in control of your life. This is the 167, the full numerology in its original language. This is going to reduce down to the number 14. 6 plus 7 is 13, plus 1 is 14. That's the 5. And this is one of the stable isotopes of the 68th element, erbium, which is tied to the wars, killing, evil. It's tied to this pharmaceutical drug. Okay. These are humdingers, and they are crystal clear with their expressions. Crystal clear here. Crystal clear. And just reminding you that all the chapters and verses add up to the number 959, which is the exact syllable breakup of fentanyl. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't really kind of like, well, yeah, those are the interesting connections, how about this one? Isaiah 45, verses 7. Isaiah is the 23rd book of the Bible. 23 is called the royal star, the lion in numerology. Now you got to figure out what the lion is. It's tied to the sun, tied to the moon, et cetera, et cetera. Tied to some stars, man. It ain't mankind running this reality. It is supernatural. So ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Fentanyl decoded. I hope you got something out of this. I thought this one was very important to take a look at. Again, you know, why is this coming out and why is this surging on the world stage? Because it's time in the script. Population control, reduction in population. Okay. This is what's going on here. We're having a pale horse event. Pale horse. Pale horse is tied to all these things that are about population control and death and killing. Okay. So this is what I got, ladies and gentlemen. What did you see? Would love to have your observations put down in the comments. Leave your comment. Just keep it cordial. It's all about loving here. You don't have to agree. I don't want you to agree with me. But please just be cordial with your comments. Okay? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.